Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now. Sandy.
Hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. A lot to talk about today. Tony, there's a woman in your studio. Did you notice that there's a woman in your studio?
Yes, she's observing.
Oh, she's an observant woman in your studio.
Yes.
She's going to observe our show?
Yes.
Well, there goes the show. We're very polite here.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Yes, it is Beach and Company. There was a story on the morning news. I was hoping you were listening, Tony, because it's right up your alley. And I'm going to ask you a question. And unless you already know the answer because you were listening this morning, I guarantee you're not going to get it.
Okay,
are you
I was
ready?
Not listening just okay. To be up front.
You love hard rock.
Yes.
Really, head-banging hard rock. Who are some of your favorite bands?
Let's see. Well, Metallica, Korn.
Lately,
they've been getting into Slipknot.
Yeah. So, okay, you love that kind of music. Well, there's a festival in Finland.
That huh? I know about.
Oh, you knew about
yes.
it.
Yes. I wasn't listening, but I read about it.
The hard rock bands come on, and then they take a break, and during the break, they knit.
Yeah, I don't
they
know
knit.
What's up
they
with
actually
that.
Take out knitting needles and yarn and knit something while they're in a hard rock concert. How does that work?
I can't picture doing that at a Slayer show. I just boggles
no, whip
my
out the
mind.
Needles. Somebody said on the text board maybe that's where Nine Inch Nails came from. That's
oh.
pretty cool. That's not bad at all.
I like Nine Inch Nails.
Use the nails as a knitting thing. So that's that. Did you try the meatballs yet?
Not yet, no. I don't know if there was any left. Wait, yeah. I don't know whose that one is.
Well, that's yours.
That's mine?
Yours,
okay,
yeah.
I'm going to try it.
Maz brought it in. It was given to Maz, but I guess he's on a run or something. And so we know that you're not going to be running anywhere soon.
No.
And
no.
So you have that. And I had one earlier.
I ran to the restroom once.
Did you?
Yeah.
I ran for office.
Did you?
I didn't run
Here's
for
the
office.
Thing. Brian is trying to, you know, eat less and less of stuff like that because he's trying to get his time down. So at the Sabres 5K, maybe it'll be somewhat competitive.
Oh, that's good. I hope he shows up well. Remind me to go and watch.
By Do you way, leave him in the dust, Joe?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Next Thursday.
Crush him into dirt.
Next Thursday, I will be doing my longest organized run because, as you guys know, the last 2 years, it's been 5Ks. Next Thursday, I'm doing a 4-mile run.
Wow.
So I will definitely report back.
In the same day?
Yes, all 4 miles in the same day.
You're
going to
go 4 miles in the same day?
I'm going to drive that.
Yeah, I'm going to drive by it and watch.
Crank is some Slayer.
You know what? At about the 3.5-mile mark, let's camp out with some chicken and waffles.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, really, let the juice be drooling down our cheeks as he's, you know, going by.
We'll have the Dirty Bird truck set up.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That would be.
I'll call Raul.
So, yeah, you're going on. That's a long run.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to get my way because next year, next May, I want to do my first half marathon. So 4 miles now, a 10K in September, you know, more and more, maybe a 15K, and then the half marathon.
Okay, now, no names on this at all. No names. I understand when you're in a race and it's for charity, you make a donation or an entry fee, whatever it is. You do that. It's for charity, right? You're going to be in a race that's not for charity at all. Okay.
Right.
And you got to pay $25 to be in it?
Which is cheap for...
What are you, nuts?
Most of the runs run about $30,
$35.
Hey, I didn't know you had to pay.
I live at the end of a cul-de-sac. You can come and run around my house all day if you're willing to pay me.
But, you know, included in that, mostly you get like a shirt or some kind of a giveaway. They have to pay to have the course laid out. They have to get the course approved. And nowadays, this is really cool, they have a chip in your bib.
You have a... Wait a minute. See your doctor. Do you really have a chip in your bib?
A chip in the bib.
His bib is checked. Checked. has a chick ever checked your bib?
I'm not going.
Was that
there
to make sure you don't jump in a car and drive the...
But it times
so if you're lost. Wait, if you're lost, they bring you to the SPCA.
Well,
where the chip is.
So when you cross the finish line, you don't have to worry about your time being wrong. The chip will pick it up and puts it right into a database.
Oh, good. I'd worry about that.
So you pay for all the technologies.
I'd worry about it as the ambulance is hauling me away. Hey, you want his time? 4 days and 23 hours.
Well, they'll leave the chip on you, so when you get out of the ambulance, you can go finish it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I understand paying for charity, but if it's not a charitable thing, I'm not going to pay $25 to run on it.
That's cheap. Like I said, usually they're $35, $40.
Are they really?
Yeah, there's one this
discount.
There's one this weekend.
I think they got a race that's buy one, get one free.
That's right. This weekend, if you got the early bird special, was $40. There's a race this weekend that if you haven't gotten it by today, it'll be $50 the day of.
If I didn't know differently, I would think you're Mike the Situation. You really?
I'm glad you brought that up. I really am glad, because you know what...
Softball right over the plate.
You know what premiered last night. I know Tony had it on.
Oh, Tony wouldn't miss.
The Jersey Shore is back. Jersey Days are back, and a two-parter. And guys, this one brought a tear to my eye.
A tear to your eye?
Can I have access to your gun closet, please?
This was the episode to kick off the season where we found out, where we followed Mike and Lauren around right before Mike's trial and sentencing.
Good. He's going to jail. I'm very happy.
Well, he's currently in jail.
Oh, he's in jail.
And the sentencing came down yesterday. Now, if you DVR'd it, please turn the radio down for a few seconds. The people that haven't turned the channel already.
Oh, I'm sure. That's a lot of our listeners.
Our ratings are spiking.
Through the roof.
So he got 8 months in prison, and now the cast couldn't go into the courtroom. It was a closed session.
I understand they had. He said for his last remark, "Can I have a bath fitter?"
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So the crew watched it across the street at a bar.
Well,
watched the
did.
News coverage. Waited to hear when's Mike getting sentenced. So 8 years. He'll be released in September. Remember, these were recorded a few months ago. So he'll be released in September, but this season we get the wedding before he goes to prison.
Wait, he's getting married before he goes to prison?
He did get married right before prison.
Well, he shouldn't do that. You go in there, there's a lot of possibilities. Why would you cut that off?
He's going to meet new friends.
It's a whole new world. You can't turn your back on your friends.
That's true. That's true.
Especially in prison.
So this season should be now remember, the last few seasons they've gone to Las Vegas for a year. They've gone to Miami.
Yeah, sure.
This year, Mike really couldn't leave New Jersey, so they're in New Jersey this season, just like the old days.
Wow. Well, isn't that a lovely catch for the woman marrying him? He's going to jail and can't leave the state.
Look, we have matching ankle bracelets.
And he has a chip. Where do they put the chip?
In the bib.
In the bib. So the chip, they don't implant the chip like you would with a kitty or a dog.
That's right. No, it's in the bib. That you
wear the bib.
Clothespin to your shirt.
Have there been any problems with the bibs being swapped out with other people? You know, you got a better time than I did.
I haven't heard of this controversy.
Huh? A little hot bib action there. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. You're going to be a busy guy, Buzzy. You got people coming in from out of town, whatever, for your wedding. Not your wedding.
Not my wedding.
But one that you're attending anyway.
Yes, my sister's wedding next Saturday, so we are officially 8 days out. Let's hope the plug doesn't get pulled on this thing now. 8 days out, so...
The plug doesn't get pulled. You think it's a little shaky, a little iffy?
No. That was not to imply anything. That was just
a
cheap
joke.
A
sleazy, cheap joke.
Yes, it was.
Your sister, who you love dearly, you love her like a sister.
Yeah.
And you choose to do a cheesy joke.
I know. I'm sorry. Jordan,
she'd
if you're listening...
She'd be heartbroken.
I apologize. No.
Tears would be welling down like she just saw The Lion King.
Of all the losers my sister dated, the fact that she found Nate and stuck with him, it's
oh, that's
a...
Good. Good.
It's a blessing and cannot wait. But yeah, family's going to start trickling in early next week, and then next weekend, the rehearsal dinner, and then obviously the big wedding on Saturday, like I said. Excited, can't wait, happy to be part of it. This weekend is...
What are you wearing? Because you always wear a suit that people comment on.
Well, since I'm standing in the wedding, that was already picked out for me.
Oh, okay.
That was picked out by the groom.
Already chosen.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll make you look really fabulous.
Yeah, and really the festivities start this weekend. It's my future brother-in-law's bachelor party. So starting that right after the show, heading down to Lake Chautauqua for the weekend.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
You're really on the fast track there, Buzzy.
So it's a busy July, but it's a happy busy, right? All these weddings, all these happy get-togethers, and then I'll have a little bit of a break before our good friend Mike Baggerman gets married in October.
Oh, okay. So it looks like there's a sale on weddings. Buy one, get one free.
That's right.
Very nice. And you were at Maz's wedding when he got married, right?
And I did wear. I wore a pink suit to that wedding.
Pink suit?
Yes. I'll have to show you a picture of it.
Were you at the parade or what?
No, no.
You have a flag with multicolors on it?
No.
Nothing like that.
It was a good-looking summer suit.
I bet it was. Tony, in your wildest dream, a graduate of Burgard, a martial arts guy, would you ever wear a pink suit?
No, that would never happen.
What are you, an NFL analyzer? Those guys always have weird clothes.
You want to wear something that sticks out.
Stands out.
Yeah.
It's not enough that you're an all-pro. It's not enough that you're in the Hall of Fame. You got to wear a goofy suit so people would recognize you.
And we are 51 days from kickoff for Virginia Tech football. So
wait for that, too.
Yeah.
It's a step above the bachelor, certainly. Now, I did not want to say it today when they were interviewing Gina, but I'm with Gina. I've never seen The Lion King either. Now, I'm asking either of you, have you seen The Lion King?
The cartoon, yes.
Not the cartoon movie. Yeah,
not
you haven't
the
seen
play.
The new one. It hasn't
right.
opened. Right. Or the play.
Right.
Okay. So you're
the old one.
You're no. How about you?
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
How about the young lady sitting
Grace?
In there?
Grace, have you seen The Lion King?
No, I saw the play.
You saw the play?
She saw the play. So at least she's familiar with it.
Yeah, I had The Lion King on VHS, Sandy, back in the day.
Oh, did you?
Just to show that I'm also getting older.
Yeah, the technology on this one's supposed to be very good, but I don't know if I'll see it or not. But Gina said that it upset her when she was younger when she saw it because of what happens to animals. Oh yeah, I'll see your Lion King, and you know what I got? Bambi.
I have never seen the whole Bambi movie.
You do not want to see Bambi.
No.
Because I remember Bambi, and I was very young when Bambi came out. I remember what happened to Bambi's mother. I don't want to tell you.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
No, I don't want to just blurt it out because
then
people will be upset. Do you know what happened to Bambi's mother?
Yes, I've
seen
it.
Don't say it.
And I know what happened.
You've seen it.
Does
she know what happened?
Do you know what happens to Bambi's mother? Yes.
She does. Okay.
Yes.
And you don't.
Well, yeah, I know what happened.
Well,
I've just never seen it.
So we all know.
Right.
We all know. So you got to be careful going to those, especially bringing kids.
By the way, not only have I seen the original Lion King, I did see the play. And if anyone remembers, it was a straight-to-video Lion King and a Half. There was a half a sequel to Lion King. It was Lion King from a different perspective.
Well, you know, when I went to New York last year to get that award, my hotel was here. What was right across the street? Bambi, Lion King.
Really?
Lion King was right across the street from the hotel.
Neat.
Yeah, they had a beautiful marquee. Oh, my God, it'd light up everything. It's only steps away from Times Square. And it really looked, you get in the mood when you get there and all the lights are on.
For sure.
Except that we were walking to a restaurant, and after we got to the restaurant, they said, do you see those people? What people? Those people over there dressed up as cowboys and Indians and different things. I said, no, what's the big deal? I saw them, but I didn't bother looking. I didn't bother making any mental notes. I said, what's the big deal about them? They said, they were naked. That was all body paint.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if they're still doing it, but that was, last fall or year before. But the bottom line is they were all, it was all body paint. I didn't even look enough to register whether it was that way or not. But
I should show up in body paint one day.
We should do that.
Yeah.
You know, instead of a Hawaiian shirt Friday.
Right.
That's so old. I mean, let's get into body paint Friday.
Yeah, it would be on the cutting edge.
Can we count on you, Buzzy? Body paint Friday.
Oh, I'm. You don't have to convince me. I'm in.
Come in to work with nothing but body paint. I'm thinking that's good. I'm looking forward to seeing. Is Randy work on Fridays? Maybe we shouldn't do that. Is food served on Friday?
Well.
Yeah, well, at least we'll make them all wear a hairnet.
I was gonna, you know, I was debating on whether to use that.
It's not. New York.
Did it.
It's New York. A hairnet is debated.
It's required.
Demanded. It's the law.
Sure.
Just remember
but
that.
But you're speaking, talking about animal movies, right?
And yeah.
Did you guys see what comes out today? The movie Crawl. It takes place. It's a Category 5 hurricane coming through Florida, and a family stays back just to be eaten by a bunch of alligators.
Yeah,
that's wow. Right. Like fun. The hurricane moves alligators into the neighborhoods, and they have to escape the floods and the gators.
Cool. I hope they have a little thing up on the screen over and under how many people the gators eat.
I'll stick to Molly Hatchet Gator Country.
All right. All right. We got a lot to talk about today on Beach and Company. Hang in there.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now you're talking. Buffalo is Jimmy Griffin, and Jimmy Griffin was Buffalo, no question about that. Here's a deal of the day. I feel like I'm on Seinfeld with this music. Very nice. That's Seinfeld-ish. Zigzag across the Erie Canal on zip lines that speeds up to 40 miles an hour for half the price, only on the Niagara Zipper. Kids and adults save 50% on the Niagara Zipper. Hey, the zipper's half off. That's pretty good. Adventures, called Zipper Adventures. It's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com. Well, it is Friday. First of all, they had some protests in Buffalo last night. Did you guys see the video of the protest?
Yeah, I saw some of it.
How about you? Did you see the protest video?
I saw the protest. They had the big banner, and then I saw Tim's video of them getting arrested, which brought a lot of joy to me.
And I saw Tim on TV. There he was, ace reporter that he is. He was standing right next to the mayor.
Oh.
I hope he gave my best to the mayor because, you know, I don't get to see or talk to the mayor enough. And so I'm thinking this is very, very nice. But, yeah, they were down there. They want the camps closed. Let me tell you something. There's no obligation to have camps at all. So if you want to go that route, you could just make sure nobody else gets in. Take care of those that are in now. Close the door. And you don't have to worry about camps.
Where were they when Obama was caging kids?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I have to say, I like what Tom said last night. He said, you know, I agree with him. Let's close the camps. Just send them all back to where they came from.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Yeah, that'll just
work.
Say, here, with a roadmap. Just a roadmap from here to there. And it depends where there is, but at least you'll get there if you have a map.
You see, speaking of the mayor, I saw or read that looks like the city of Buffalo is not doing too well financially. I know you may be shocked.
I am shocked. I heard that they may have to borrow money from the school board. How about that?
Oh, man.
They're supposed to give money to the school board, not borrow it.
What happened to the control board? Do they need that back?
That's a good point. Now, if they get money from the school board, if they borrow money, when's the next wave of protesters saying, why are you taking money from the children?
You won't see protesting.
No. Yeah, they won't because of the very nature of it. But what we are talking about, the president changed his mind. Remember, he was going to send a new set of lawyers from the Justice Department to argue the case before the Supreme Court about asking a simple question at the beginning of each census, are you a U.S. citizen? The court ruled no, but they left the door open a little bit. The court ruled no, but they said, look, it wasn't a compelling argument that you presented. If you want to, present something in a different fashion or something more compelling, we'll listen to it. So they left the door open for that. So what did the White House decide to do? Well, the team of lawyers we sent in didn't get it done. So we'll send in a different team of lawyers with a different argument. Now, to me, that seems logical. But the court ruled, no, you can't change the lawyers. I mean, why? Who knows? I don't know. But so he couldn't do that. So now what he's decided to do, he'll sidestep the Supreme Court. He'll sidestep Congress. There is no way you can be against this. I mean, anybody that stands up in front of a microphone tonight on Fox News and says this is wrong is just an idiot. I mean, that's the nicest way I can put it. No sense in wasting time and using flowery phrasing. They're idiots if they feel that way. And what he wants to do, he looked around and said, you know what? This is a huge government. And each branch of this government all keep meticulous records of people. And we can find out basically a lot of what we want to know from getting the information from our own government, the information we already have. We don't have to ask anybody for anything. We've got it there. It's there in black and white. And we can get the information we need as to how many legal people we have and how many illegals. But the question I have, you know, it would be all right if we could count on the fact that every illegal had signed up for something and had in some registry, in some form of the government. But I don't think that's true. And without that, Tony, do you think this is kind of like a study in futility? Because the people you want to know about, how many are there? You want to know how many are there citizens. That shouldn't be a problem. But how many are there that aren't citizens? I'm thinking should be very hard to get or even guess, because not every one of them are in a base, in a database. What do you think?
Yeah, I go with that. You know, and the thing is we how long have we heard? Well, we're not sure of how many are here. There's so many.
13 million is the guess,
right? Because so many of them are hiding. They don't want to be found.
They don't.
And
so we're going to come up with a number. We got X amount who are legal and X amount who are illegal. But
so we're just guessing.
We're guessing. I don't think it's a good gauge at all. I mean, certainly. We may find the numbers that are usually bandied about are 13 million illegals. Now, we may find, even with this kind of a sweep, that it may be more than that. And so then we'll have to scratch our head on what we don't know. So my basic question is, do you think this will be effective in finding out how many people we have here legally that are citizens and how many people are here illegally? I don't think it's going to be a reliable measuring stick. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. We're back after this. This text, before we even start giving you the information, is important, and it was the first text I got on the issue. It's very important that we get this right, because the decision on how many representatives each state gets depends on the population. And seeing that non-citizens cannot vote, then you have to know how many citizens there are. In the census itself, as you know, it is required in the census that they count every person, whether they're illegal or legal. You have to count them all. It doesn't matter how many they are. And that's why the push from the Democrats to get as many as they can in here. So now you've got a bunch of people in the state, but you've got to differentiate between those who are illegal and those who are legal so they can decide how many representatives in the House of Representatives will be allocated. Now, that's very, very important. As you know, if you follow the show, all kinds of here, there, and everywhere, decisions are made with the House and the Senate and obviously the president. Now, the president says that, okay, he's got a roadblock there at the Supreme Court. Let's change lawyers. They said no. So now what he's going to do is he is going to get the data as best he can, and this is what we'll be talking about, from the agencies themselves. Now, that should not be a problem. I can't see that the courts would get involved with that simply because it's government information that we already have. That's the key. It's government information that we already have. We've got to gather it and filter it, and therein lies the problem. Not in getting it, but to try and figure it out. Okay, you look and you say, where would they go to get this information? Well, how about starting with birth certificates? But if you got birth certificates on there, you have to know how many people have died since you have the record of these birth certificates, because you can't count dead people unless you're a Democrat and voting in Chicago. So that's one thing. You have to match up any of these things that I wrote down, a list of things that I think they would obviously go to get information from. Social Security would be a big one, okay? Disability, armed forces, think about that. Birth certificates minus death certificates, food stamps, all of these giant programs. I don't know if any of them have even a place to show how many illegals are there and whether any illegals are signed up or not. See, that's information they will have to decipher. But I have a New York Times article here, and I'll go over a little bit of it, and then we'll talk about the subject. The government wants complete citizenship data from existing federal records instead of trying to do it with the census. So I don't think there's any way they can be stopped from getting this information. It's not a privacy issue simply because it's not going to be published. Your name, Joe Schmo, is not going to be published. So the government is just going to use it. As a matter of fact, the name isn't even that important. It's the numbers that they're looking for right now. Trump was announced that in the Rose Garden that he was giving up on modifying the census 2 weeks ago after the Supreme Court rebuked the administration in its effort to do so just last week. Trump had insisted that his administration must pursue the goal. We're not backing down on our effort to determine the citizenship status of the United States population. But rather than carry on the fight over the census, he said he was issuing an executive order instructing federal departments and agencies to provide the Census Bureau with citizenship data from their vast database immediately. Okay, that sounds good. Except that how do you separate the real information from the superfluous information? I don't know. But looking further in the article, even anonymous statistics that might help outsiders identify someone, such as data on some census blocks as small as apartment houses, are scrambled in an effort designed to guarantee confidentiality. So there they would get scrambled information. Unless they tell them how they scrambled it, the information is useless, as far as I can see. In all extremely protected by privacy laws, even if the Census Bureau put together administrative records on citizens and non-citizens on an individual basis, which would not necessarily be compiled into some sort of central registry, for that to be given to anybody would require a major new law, because they had suspended any kind of one agency can't give the information to another agency problem. Remember, they came up with that after 9/11. We never knew, for instance, that there's a lot we didn't know. We didn't know the FBI didn't talk to the CIA. We didn't know the CIA didn't talk to, I don't know, Boy Scouts, whatever. But the bottom line is, I don't know how in this jumble, this massive jungle of statistics, how they're going to manage to come up with a legitimate number of people who are here legally and people who are here illegally.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.